I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
I'm really pleased to be joined in the studio by 149 Productions. I mentioned them earlier. They're going to be doing a production of Hamlet, which is going to be at the Brentwood Theatre from the 16th to the 18th of March. And I'm joined in the studio by Graham, Emma and Catherine from 149. So a very good is it morning?
Morning.
It's morning, isn't it? Yes, it is morning. Nice to see you all. How morning. Are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Now, we're going to talk about the production. So, first of all, tell us how 149 Production came to be, because it is actually brand new.
That's right. It's a brand new company. Basically, Andrew, the guy who's playing the title role in Hamlet, and I started talking about doing the show pre-pandemic. And to cut to the chase, we decided to set our own company up to do it, and here we are. And I won't bore you with why we're called 149. Well, I might do anyway, but it turns out in our lengthy discussions that the film 2001 Space Odyssey is our favourite film, and believe it or not, 149 are the dimensions of the monolith. I'm going no further because I don't fully understand that. Andrew is the true geek, not me.
So have you all come from different production companies to come to 149?
Yeah, so it's a nice sort of mix of actors and people who are involved in the amateur dramatics local scene. We all come together. We've all done lots of things with all sorts of groups. It's a really sort of tight-knit good community for that, you know. So it's not as if everyone's in their own camp. We kind of like to mix it up, don't we? So
all about yourself, Catherine.
Yes, so I've done a lot of Shakespeare, mainly in the park in Romford. So I know the cast and Graham very well. We've known each other a long time, and it's been an absolute pleasure to work together on this, because usually we do comedy, and this is obviously a tragedy, but with
funny bits.
Yeah, absolutely, with some light comic moments.
We're laughing a lot in rehearsals, which is strange.
That's good. So first of all, we're going to start off with Emma. Tell us about the character you're playing.
Right, so I'm playing Ophelia, which is Hamlet's love interest, and traditionally Ophelia is played very sort of young, naive, chaste character, but due to my age, which I won't go into, I'm a slightly older Ophelia and more of Hamlet's equal, and I wanted to make that a little bit quite important as a woman's role in Shakespeare, which are often swept under the carpet. So I wanted to make her older, stronger, a little bit wiser, and Hamlet's equal. And traditionally Ophelia is played either very chaste, or later on, sort of about a couple of centuries ago, was played the opposite, like an evil, manipulative character. So I wanted to play her as a real human being with flaws and good points, and make her a rounded character as much as Hamlet is.
Was this something you talked to Graham about and said, this is what I want to bring to the production?
Yeah, I talked to Graham
directed quite a few plays. I don't try to be dictatorial. I've got some vague ideas which I'll put up, and if someone completely disagrees, I generally go with the flow, just to get to the right, you know, everything everyone's comfortable with, which is definitely what we've done here. Yeah. So, as Emma says, Ophelia is going to be different to what perhaps the traditional Ophelia might have been.
And what about yourself, Catherine? What part are you playing?
So I'm playing Gertrude, who's Hamlet's mother, who is now married to Hamlet's uncle. So it's an interesting character. So, again, I've had to try and give her a bit of a backstory. So the idea is that she was married to a much older man, but she actually quite liked his younger brother. And they end up getting married, and Hamlet's not very happy about it, which is where it all starts.
And have you changed her character a little bit as well? Have you changed a little bit, but so you can? It's a bit more modern. Have you?
Yeah, absolutely. We have really taken a modern. It's a really modern take. So the idea is that Gertrude was a young mother, so she's still quite a young woman in comparison to her first husband, into herself, into her looks, into her
she's very glamorous.
Fitness, quite glamorous, and a bit of an embarrassment to her son for that reason.
Is this done in period costume or is it bang up to date?
No, we've brought it bang up to date. I mean, we haven't tinkered with any of Shakespeare's language at all, other than making some cuts to make it a little shorter, perhaps, than the Elizabethans would have seen. But no, there's no tights and pantaloons or anything like that in sight. And it's still got very, very good connotations with today's society. So apart from the whole tragedy of Hamlet himself, there are political and things going on in the background. And so you can draw the analogy with, I don't know, Putin and the Ukraine, for example. So it works with a modern audience and a modern twist as well.
Now, we have to say, 149 Productions is amateur dramatics. And we were saying off air, and I always say this to every company that comes in here, because the quality of the acting, and if you want a great night out in Brentwood, you can go to Brentwood Theatre. It won't cost you very much. You get to see a show which is as good as a show that you would see in the West End without having to pay for travel, your food and a ticket. You know, I looked at some tickets the other day and it's great. I do love London, but the cheapest one was £90. Mm. And by the time you've travelled in there, you just, it's something I can't afford to do. And on a local level, we are blessed with so many theatre companies.
Yeah.
So tell us, first of all, are you all actors outside of this, or do you do other work?
I'm actually an English teacher,
right?
A tutor at the moment. I have been a primary school teacher in the past, so that's what I do in my day job.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always loved Shakespeare. I did a degree in English, so it's great for me to be able to sort of bring it to life.
Yeah.
And that helps as well in my day job, understanding it and explaining it to the students and everything. So, so that's my day job.
Lovely. What about yourself?
I'm a trained actor, so I've done a bit of professional work. I love coming back to this scene because, you know, I'm not always working, you know. I'm also a psychotherapist as well, so I've got that on the side as well. But I love coming back to working with people that I've known for years and putting on, like you say, really good quality productions, even though it is considered amateur. I don't even like using that word amateur, because I've been in some professional productions where you just think, ooh, doesn't seem that professional. So it's a spectrum, really. But I love working on especially Shakespeare, because it's challenging, it's still relevant, it always opens your eyes up to new ways of looking at characters and people, which as a psychotherapist is very interesting as well. So,
and what about yourself, Graham?
Well, I know I don't look old enough, but I'm actually an old age pensioner.
Don't look old enough.
Thank you. But I've got a part-time job at St Martin's School in Brentwood, where I exam invigilation. So I got the job just as the pandemic started, so that was interesting. No job for a year or so, but I keep myself busy, yeah.
And so when you actually get the script or the play, Graham, do you actually decide yourself where people are going to stand and you can kind of change it as much as you like? How does that work?
Well, it goes back to my non-dictatorial. It's all in pencil. So if I said to, Catherine, can you come in from that doorway over there and go to there? And she said to me, well, no, that doesn't really work for me. I want to go through that door. I will generally go along with it. So I see it's getting a framework in place. I mean, there are one or two directors I've come across in the past where they said, oh, Catherine, put your left foot there and put your right foot there.
I've worked with people like that.
And it doesn't work. And one of the things, despite this being, a heavy play, it's been great fun. We've been having a great laugh. I know that sounds slightly perverse, but, it's boring if you're not enjoying yourself doing it. We're all doing this for fun at the end of the
day. It takes up a lot of our time.
I was going to say, how long is the rehearsal time for putting on a production like this?
So we started in earnest in January, and we rehearsed 3 times a week. And because Emma and I are both sort of main characters, well, even the people who aren't main characters, we are rehearsing 3 times every week. So it's sort of 6-7 hours every week, plus the work we put in learning our lines, which obviously takes a while.
Yeah.
It takes me longer and longer as I get older.
How do you do? I mean, I've only ever done one thing, as I've mentioned it on air a few times, and I literally had to stand backstage. They were saying to me, do you want to go and do this? I went, no, I have to stand here. I just stood there until I had to go out. and I found it really difficult. Mm. How do you remember, especially when you're doing something like Hamlet, how do you, what works for you to learn lines?
I think from my perspective, I like to record not my lines, but the lines in between. So I've got something I can hear, so I can visualise it. But when it comes to the language, actually, that's what's so genius about Shakespeare, is that the way he's written it lends itself for it to be really visual, and you can use mnemonics to link words or alliteration to so it sort of sticks in your head. So yes, you have to drill it a lot, but the way it's written is so poetic that it sticks with you because it's not normal language.
And you know straight away if you've got it wrong, because the rhythm of the speech isn't right, or it doesn't, the endings of the lines don't rhyme and things like that, so you come off and think, oh, that wasn't right. But it will be right by the time
that's
on
why
stage.
That's why we wouldn't dare tinker with the script. Okay, we have made some cuts, but the actual language is so glorious. And you'd be amazed if you sit there and come to see the show, how many phrases during the performance you think, oh, is that where it comes from?
There are loads from Hamlet.
Absolute stacks of them, yeah.
So, and I do record myself as well, but I also, when I'm sort of in the early stages of rehearsing, I do visualise the words on the page. Everyone's different the way they do it.
Yeah.
But for me, I start really early. Because when you're acting, if you don't have your script in your hand, it just comes to life, and the emotion comes in. So I try and learn mine as early as possible. It isn't easy. but it is really important.
And from the director's point of view, when the cast are still holding their scripts, they can't fully express or even hold that glass they're supposed to be holding or whatever it might be. But then you've got to accept, as soon as you know they put their scripts down, everything goes backwards for a week or two, because they're quite reasonably trying to remember the lines, you know, which is why I direct and don't.
How many people are involved? Because it's not only the people that are on stage, there'll be other people that are in the group. I mean, how many is there off you at 149 at the moment?
Well, it's basically, I mean, the casters must be 20 of us at least, and then we've got a crack, you know, sort of sound engineer and lighting engineer, and one or two others that have sort of got smallish parts in the cast but are doing all sorts of important things around the edges. So it's really muck in and get on with it, you know. And then obviously the theatre supplies their own technician and front of house staff and so on and so forth. So it's a real team effort.
And these productions do cost money to put on, remember, because you have to pay for the theatre and obviously the staff, so you do need to put bums on seats.
That's the bottom line,
seats. And it's running from the 16th to the 18th. And is that going to be three shows? Are you doing a matinee or anything like that?
Yes, we're doing a matinee on the Saturday at 2 p.m. Yeah. All the others are at 7:30. Four performances, which is fantastic. And we don't have to worry about whether it's going to rain or not, like we do
in the park.
And I was going to say, we were just talking off air, and it's in the news, Thameside Theatre, they've tried to save it. I know that Thurrock Court Players were very much at the front of that, and also Russell Brand. Tell us why it's important to have, because we're lucky we've got Brentwood Theatre here, why we need to make sure that we keep the arts going.
It's community. It's making people, you know, proud of where they live, and it's bringing people together. And if you don't have those spaces, and it doesn't really matter what you're doing in the space, whether it's music or, you know, a sewing group or whatever it is, anything where people are enjoying their pastimes, you need those spaces for people to come together and do it together. You know, if everyone's just staying at home watching Netflix or whatever, it's people aren't connecting, are they? And that's what we need more than ever at the minute, is places where we can connect locally, not have to, like you say, schlep up to town and to see a show or whatever. So it's just a shame that those places are the first things to go when people are struggling with financially. Mm-hmm. But ironically, it's probably the most important thing to keep hold of when you're struggling.
My point of view, obviously working with young people, it's a space for young people to try out you know, new skills. And we've had people from the local area go on to become professional actors, and you know, that's something that we're brilliant at in this country. That's why you've got all British film stars in the Hollywood films, because that's what we're good at. And those people started off in local theatre often. So it's absolutely vital that we keep them going. So, and we are lucky to have it in Brentwood, absolutely.
Mm. And, that's why you need to pop along to the Brentwood Theatre. Now, where can people get the tickets? Do they need to go to the Brentwood Theatre website, or do they need to go to your website to get tickets?
Over to Catherine, she's got all the details.
So you can get tickets from the Brentwood Theatre website. It's www.brentwood-theatre.co.uk. There is also a telephone box office, which is 01277 200305. But if you follow us on Instagram and Facebook, which is 149_productions, there are links where you can book tickets. Please do follow us, because you can see a bit of behind the scenes and some photos of rehearsals, as well as information about the production. So that's how you can get your tickets, and please do.
And how much are the tickets going to be?
So it's £15 full price and £13 concessions.
Yeah. So you cannot go anywhere. Even if you went to the cinema, it would probably cost you more money than that. Mm. And you're seeing high quality actors and a fantastic production, because that's all we do here in Brentwood. We don't have any, you know, we don't have any rubbish here. We have the good stuff. It's the same show. I always say that, you know, they put a lot of effort, a lot of work goes into these productions. All of the theatre companies, there's so many in Essex, are absolutely amazing. I've never seen a bad play or a bad production from anyone. You come out and you go, wow, and that was £15. Mm. Which is amazing. So I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
And Graham, you're so calm, and so I can't believe Graham could ever shout at anyone.
No, he doesn't. He's the calmest director ever.
I've never met a director like you.
Well, I've got plenty of grey hairs.
It's an actor's dream, actually, as a director.
Yes.
But it's lovely to see you all, and I wish you all the best with the production. And don't forget, that is going to be Hamlet, and it's on between the 16th and the 18th, and that's going to be at Brentwood Theatre. And there is it's £15 a ticket. And there is a matinee as well. So if you want to get down to see that, all you need to do is go to the box office for Brentwood Theatre, and we'll make sure we put all of the details up on the website a little bit later. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Lovely to see you. Right, this is coming up to 11:47. I think, would you like Tom Jones?
Isn't he still?
I mean, how old is Tom Jones? He's about 80.
He's 80.
He's still a great singer, though, isn't he?
Still got the voice, isn't he?
Yeah, he's amazing. I'll play him for you now.
Thank you.
Thank you.